Good morning, Houston, FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ashley Butler, the president of Bob's Carpet and Flooring, based in Tampa, Florida. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. I've missed seeing you. You're a member of the NFA, and they've been canceling these meetings, so we haven't been able to get together. But I thought we'd catch up, tell our listeners about what's going on with your business. You have 16 stores down in Florida. A lot of people have said that Florida, you know, has become the new hotbed of this virus situation, but your business is still doing well, right?
Business has maintained, I guess, the best that it could be in the situation. There was a period of time, early March, where we started seeing it fade out. So that's when we got into what I call crisis mode, where we started preparing and we just, you know, had to start making immediate cuts, changes, whether it be to employees by furlough or, you know, overhead cuts. March, April were probably the worst. We literally got the rocks beat out of us. And actually, for us personally, April was officially the worst month that we had.
Okay. Did you shut down stores for a while?
We did. We actually shut down four of the 16 stores. Mm-hmm. What we did is we consolidated two, because our average store is about 12 miles from each other.
Yeah.
So we really hardly focused on those areas of the two stores, three stores that could be, all be combined together. Mm-hmm. So we had four stores shut down at one time.
So as you ramp back up, you opened by appointment only, and now all 16 stores are open for anybody that wants to come in, right?
Yes, sir. We opened, I believe it was about 3 weeks ago. We went ahead and went back from our 9th to 7th, Monday to Sunday.
Well, I noticed by looking at your website, and I don't know if this is new or not, but you've got a big focus on shop-at-home services. Talk about that.
That's very new for us. We're a little bit late to that game, but it was something that has been very successful for us, and we just kind of put it together. Fly by night, you could say. It's not, you know, big, fancy, anything elaborate like some of our NFA members have, or an Empire or something like that. But it's been very successful for us. The homeowner is wanting us to come out. And at this point, with the homeowner sitting home so long, looking at their floors and watching television and getting all these brilliant ideas, they know what they want at this. They know that they want, you know, grays and pinks and oranges or whatever. So it makes it that much easier.
If you had had to guess back in April how things were going to be in June, it's come back better than we might have imagined, right?
Absolutely, yes. It caught us off guard, actually. Mm-hmm. We're still kind of fluttering through how to get through this. Still, for us, a little too early to make that decision to start bringing employees back or adding our overhead back or any kind of changes. It's a little too soon for us. Because like you did mention, we are a hot spot again. And even though Florida has no plans on shutting down again, it's the actual consumer that's going to decide what's going to happen with the economy in Florida.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you say that the home has risen in priority? And so while the initial burst of energy in June might have been pent-up demand, this might continue for a while, wouldn't you say?
We really hope so. And what we're seeing here in Florida right now is there is more of a demand to actually get the product installed tomorrow with the fear that COVID's going to shut the state down again.
How are you doing as far as your supply from vendors? Is that working out okay?
Absolutely not. We have big challenges with the back orders and mills being shut down, mills testing positive for COVID, borders shut down. Actually, right now, that's the biggest downfall of the business, I would say, is the back order from the mill.
Is a lot of your business cut order, which means that you don't keep it in the warehouse, and so when the consumer buys whatever they're buying, it has to come out of Dalton?
It's about 30% stocking, I would say. I mean, we did a very good job of clearing the stock that we had. So right now, we do have a lot of stock continuing to come in. However, when it's special carpet, special colors, you know, you get over that $2 price mark, it all comes from Dalton.
The mix as far as what the consumer's buying, I know you're a Stainmaster Flooring Center, so carpet's still a big priority for you. Has anything changed in what the consumer's buying during all this virus concerns?
We're seeing a big increase of carpet.
Last
year we finished about 52% carpet. Again, this year we're trending up to do about 55% carpet again. So we did lose a little bit of carpet shares last year, but this year, right now, we're gaining it back. Mm-hmm. It's between that and vinyl.
When the consumer comes into shop, are they focused on the living areas, the bedrooms? Is there any shift there?
No, actually, we're seeing more whole houses right now, which was completely different than what it was 6 months ago. 6 months ago, they came in bedroom for bedroom or living room for kitchen, whatnot. Right now, they're coming in, I need 2,000 square feet. I need a whole house, which is really nice because that's bigger tickets.
Yeah. I noticed on your website, which, by the way, you use FloorForce, I see, so you have a pretty robust website. You've got a section here on click here to read our company's position on the current COVID-19 situation. That's pretty smart, isn't it?
Yes. That's been one of the first major COVID things that we did. To let our customers know that we are doing the best that we can. We're following all CDC regulations. The stores are supposed to be cleaning every hour to half hour. Every time a customer comes and goes, they're supposed to be spraying, wiping. If the customer does decide to come into the store, the chairs and the desks are 6 feet apart, marked with X marks the spot. The guys carry cleaning supplies every time they go to shop at home. They're wearing their masks. They have gloves. They have booties they can put over their feet if a customer requests.
Have you invested more heavily in your website based on it being kind of your front door to people as they try to shop from home?
We're new to them. We just started with them during all of this crisis mode is when that website officially launched. So we're tweaking it a little bit more. I would say we probably are going to be investing more when it comes to the website and pay-per-click ads than traditional advertising, because I have cut our traditional advertising about 80%.
I see. So let me ask you, you know, I know it's a crystal ball question, but at the end of the year in 2020, how much do you think you'll be impacted by this virus situation?
You know, knock on wood and thank my lucky stars. If it continues the way that it's going now, we have a very good chance of at least being flat.
Is that right? That's fantastic.
Which would be, yes, because when it took off there for a minute. We started the year off brilliant. The year started off so good for everybody, I believe, and then all of a sudden, bam.
All right, Ashley, thanks for the update. Again, we're talking to Ashley Butler, the president of Bob's Carpet and Flooring based in Tampa, Florida. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.